Risk management, paper trail. I'm gonna tell you, it's not a question of, you know, if you're going to get a board complaint, it is when. Now, I think the board does a fantastic job of weeding out garbage. Okay? So my job is to get in there and weed out the garbage, get it dismissed, and make sure that the guys who have problems, who are sloppy, not doing the things they're supposed to do, mitigate what they do. And it damages that they control, and it damages that the board can assess against them. But paper trail. You gotta have a paper trail. You know, every time I'm in the board, they will tell me. If they didn't have records, it didn't happen. I see good records and I see bad records. And I will tell you, I can look at a chart and I can see, I don't even know the doctor, and I can look at his charts anonymously and say, you got a good practice or you're sloppy as hell. And the board does the same thing. When they get, I'm in the board with this guy, and they can't read charts, they can't read x-rays. You're not marked. And those are the ones that I've really got to do a lot of damage control on. Well-organized records are going to give the board a pressure right off the bat. This guy knows what he's doing. Good Lord, do not put personal things in notes. I have seen notes that have violated every federal law possible. Race, color, creed, sex, and origin. It is unbelievable what you guys are putting in notes. There's ways to say things that are very diplomatic, and yet you don't have to get right down to the point. So what happens, and this has happened, what happens if that patient gets the notes, really shouldn't put things in there regarding the family, the brother, the sister, the kids, and all of a sudden they post it up on the internet, on Facebook. It's their records. You can't do anything about it. They own the records. You're done. Look at John Smith wrote about it. You can't defend that. Preparing your notes. Make sure that you're viewing the charts. Make sure your notes are legible. If you have to supplement your charts, supplement your charts. Don't modify the charts, because then when you print it out for the board, it comes out as modified. There's ways to supplement these records. Make sure they're legible. I got doctors in the board here that can't read their own writing. I mean, how does that happen? You expect the three members on the board to tell, you know, to figure out what your notes are. Make sure they're legible. I mean, this is basic stuff.